Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will be'ez Hashem be joining the share. Parshas Bahaloyscha Tovshin Peivov. So at the end of the Parsha, we're going to learn the Meshech Chachma Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud. The end of the Parsha, Aaron and Miriam are medaber b'Moshe, and Hashem gets angry. Va'icharaf Hashem bom va'yelach ve'onan sarme ala oil. Says the Pasuk Yud. And the Anan lifted itself up, removed itself from the oil. V'hine Miriam mitzayras kashalag. And behold, Miriam is a mitzayras like snow. V'hifen Aaron on Miriam, v'hine mitzayras. And Aaron turns to Miriam, v'hine mitzayras. So Mir Simcha seems to be bothered. Why? In the first time it says she's mitzayras kashalag, it describes the nega like shalag. And the second time, v'hifen Aaron on Miriam, v'hine mitzayras, doesn't say kashalag. Now the truth is, if you look at Onkelos, when he translates the pasuk, says Vanani Salik Melavi Mashkana, but Miriam Chavra Kisalga, she's white like snow. Vismnei Aaron Levas Miriam, and Aaron turns to Miriam, Vahasigiras, and she is a mitzayra. Mitzayra skiras means she's muskar, she's locked up like a mitzayra. So Targum is translating the word mitzayras as sigiras, but the first time around, mitzayras kasholeg just means she was white as snow. Perhaps one could say that till Aaron looked at it, it wasn't a nega. We know a kayin has to look at it and make it a nega. Perhaps that's why Onkelos only the second time says she is sigira, she is a mitzayras. The only problem with that would be, technically, is that Rashi in Pasuk Yud Beis, in the Davar Acher of Al-Nasi Kameis, says that Aaron was telling Moshe, if you don't daven for her refuah, who is going to be masker her? Who's going to make her into a mitzayra? And who's going to be mitar her? I'm a relative, I can't do it, says Aaron HaKohen. So technically in Halacha, Aaron couldn't be the one to make it to a nega, and therefore she wasn't really a mitzayras. Legabe that. So if that's why Onkelos waited to say v'nei mitzayras, because v'yifen Aaron, unless you say mitzayras means she has everything ready for the tzaras, even though technically he couldn't. Okay, that's what Onkelos says. Let's see what Rameir Simcha has to say here. Dr. Meir Simcha, Habir. Api ma'adam ru b'mishnah. Negoyim perek beiz mishnalef. Hagarmani bahares aza nira boy keha. We have to see this Mishnah, and to understand, this is the whole line that Rameir Simcha brings from the Mishnah, to understand what Rameir Simcha wants from this. Zok the Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph in Negoim. Baheres Aza, Niris Begermani Keha. Baheres Aza, a Baheres is a Nega. Aza means strong. Means that the whiteness is very strong, and we'll see the Tiferes Yisrael in a moment, what he says. But the Rav says, Niris Bagarmani, it appears in our Garmani. What's a Garmani? Says the Rav, Lavan Biyoyser. Our Garmani is a person whose skin is very white. So if a person's skin is very white, and you have a white nega on it. Now, let's remember, the first Mishnah in Masechta Negoim says that there are four Maras Negoim. The whitest is Kesheleg, like snow. Second is Kesid HaHeichel, like the plaster of the Heichel. And then there is Kikrum Beitza, like the membrane of an egg. And then there's Kitzemer Lavan. So four madregas of whiteness, in how white it is. Sheleg is the whitest of white. And you move down, there's a machlaikas there, how the order goes. But you go down, there's Sid HaHeichel, there's Krum Beitza, and there's Kitzemer Lava. So says the Mishnah here in Perek Beis, that you have Baheres Aza, the whitest of the white, like snow. But if it's so bright white, but it's on a white surface, like a Garmuni has, very white skin, keha. It looks lighter. I'm sorry, it looks duller is the right word. It's not as bright a white. V'hakeya, says the Mishnah, but sometimes you have a nega that's from the duller colors. Bakushi, but it's on black skin, on a black person. So even though it's really a dull white, aza, but it looks much whiter based on the surface of the skin that it is. Now, what does this mean? So says the Bar Tanura, says the Rav. So Garmuni, love and beyoser, is very white skin. Uvaheres aza kasheleg, and therefore even the strongest, whitest baheres, the whitest nega, like snow, nearest baikeya, it looks duller mitoich lavnunis yeseira shavivsarei, because his flesh is so white, says the Rav upaitrin isai. So therefore, he doesn't become a mitzaira. But vahakeya, but if you have a dull one that seems to be very strong on the skin of a black person, so then you make him into a mitzaira. Says why? Because the Tanakam holds, divasar bisare shel nira azlinan. We go based on the skin of the person it's happening to. We don't go by what the color actually is, based on its appearance on the skin. As I zok the Tanakam. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Bnei Yisrael, Hani kaparoson. He says, Bnei Yisrael, I'm your kapara. Rashi says, Mitoichi boson, Hayo Omer, Hani kaparoson. Because he loved them. He said, Hani kaparoson, Klaimer. What does it mean, Hani kaparoson, Kaloine, Shiroi, Love, Aleam, and Imekabal Alatsmi? Any punishment the Chas V'Shalom, Klai Yisrael is supposed to get, I accept on myself, Kede Lechaper Aleam. So what does he say? Harehen Ke Eshkroya. He says, no. Bnei Yisrael are not very white, and they're not black. Rather, says the Rav, Beinoinim umemutzayim. They're right in the middle. Beinam noitim lachas mishtei aksavis. They're not to the extremes. Loi levonim v'loi shacharim. Not too white, not too black. Elokeshkroya, like this type of wood. Sheina loi levonim v'loi shachar. It's a type of cedar wood. Bekasavar Rabbi Shmuel. So says the Rav, what is Rabbi Shmuel saying with this? When he says, they're keshkroya loi shacharim levonim v'loi beinanim. Devamashim etaro echad metarim kulam. You go not based on the surface skin of where the nega is. Bnei Yisrael, the standard is Beinanim. And therefore, all colors are based on if they would be on a Beinani. So even if it ends up that the person happens to be very white or very black, you don't go by that. You go by what the essence of the color is on a Beinani background. B'kaimi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva b'chata shitasa. Rabbi Kiva says a similar thing. He says that Yesh Litzayrim Simonim painters, they have all different types of paint colors, and you take a Beinani color and you put it around the Nega. So in other words, the question is, if Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva, according to the Rav, hold that you have to be Meshayer based on a Beinani person, so how do you do that? L'chaira, I'm looking at a black person, I'm looking at a very white person. Says Rabbi Akiva, I'll tell you how you do it according to Rabbi Shmuel. You get a Beinani color paint, you put it around the Nega, and now you could see, contrast it to the Beinani. That is how the Rav learns. Let's look at the Tiferes Yisrael, a Meridika Tiferes Yisrael here. Zok the Tiferes Yisrael, Nega, Aza Bimara, Loivin Shaboy, it's the whitest of the white. Im Haya Ba'adam Shu Me'eretz Garminanan. Shehi Ashkenaz Beloshen Latina. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, you know what Garmuni is? Garmuni is a Latin word for Germany. Like we say, German. Eretz Ashkenaz in Latin. Now, what's going on here? So the Tiferes Yisrael says a maridika thing. Timigimel b'nei Noach is Yashfu. We had three children of Noach. Shem, Cham, and Yefes. And they spread out over the world. So b'nei Yefes went b'tzofan ha'olam, the north part of the world. He Europa. They went to Europe. But Ashkenaz, he ayoyser tzvayniba, and Ashkenaz is a very northern part of Europe. Umidein sham is gabrus hashemesh, because the sun is not so strong there. Lochein teishveh him levanim beyoyser. So therefore, they're very fair skinned. They're very fair skinned. You see, the Netherlands is even more north over there, even more fair skinned. That's why Germans, like they're, right, blonde and blue eyes and blonde hair, fair skinned. They went to the south. He Africa. Vikushu Ethiopian. So Cham went to Africa. And here we said Akea Bikushi. Where's Kush? Kush is Ethiopia. He had Yoyser Dreimiba. It's very south. It's very sunny there. So they're very black. But Bnei Shem, they went to the east. He, Asia, they went to Asia. Asia is like in the middle between Africa and Europe. Eretz Yisrael, he krov lem tois Asian. And you want to know what's in the center? Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, their inhabitants are in the middle when it comes to their skin. And he writes, "Kol zeh midivrei hagoyin reish be'alef Rabbein Eliyahu v'ksas Tosfos Biur." That is the Eliyahu Rabbi here, the Goyin here on the Mishnayos. V'yeshayimim. Then he says, "V'yeshayimim the Germani the Kamartanu loshen garma." Garma in Aramaic means a bone. Right, love and katzem. You find it says by Rabbi Yochanan, he carried out the bone of one of his children. So a bone is white. Whenever we refer to white things, we talk about the bones. So the besara is love and katzem. Ulam says the Tveris Yisrael in parentheses here in brackets. Lefiani Yastaiti, Hari Lefizel, Itali Cloud, Be'ezak Limahudar. So then it really has nothing to do with the climate that he lives in. Sheesh Anoilakach Mishuna Ba'irai. Some people are born like that. Vinikra Belosha and Ashkenaz, Albanus. They're called an albinus. Vumum Ba'adam, Vinikra Belosha and Amishka Lavkon, and Bechiris. The Mishnah says a Lavkon, a person who's an albino, as we call it in English. So if it meant that it's not tully in Germani doesn't mean where he comes from, it just means he has a condition that his skin is very white like bone. So we have a word for that. Lavkon is a person who has that condition, albino. Visu mistaber, it's also mistaber because Kushi in the Mishnah is referring to the place where he comes from. So it's mistaber that when we told Germani was also a place and not a condition like the bone. So therefore, says the various Israel, that's why Germani are very white. So now, he says, the Tanakhama says that he's keha, it looks dull on the white skin, and therefore, as we said from the Rav, and you pater him, he cannot become a mitzayra. So in the Bayaz, the Tiferes Yisrael says, Kach kosav harash v'harav. That's what the Rav says, and the Rav got it from the Rash. Im kain, it comes out, l'tanakami yafshe shum nega b'germani. That means, a Germani, from that climate, there's no such parsha of negoim. He says, v'luli mistafini yafshe leimer kain. It's very schwer to say such a thing. The Germani ain't a loven mamish yoyser mishalik. He said, a Germani is not whiter than snow. The eich neima the nega kemarisheleg yisru by tvei namuch mikol dalin maris leiven. This is a geshmak akasha. There are four levels of whiteness. You go from the brightest white sheleg all the way down to tzemer, which is the dullest. Right. So now, if you're below that, duller than the lowest, then it's not a nega of tzaras. So frekt the Tiferes Yisrael. I don't understand. This guy is a Germani. He has very white skin. So the sheleg, which is bright white, doesn't look like bright white. It looks duller. But does it look all the way dull, lower than the lowest dull, that it's mamish tahar? He says, how could it be? Rak azad de kamar tana hainu mayra loivin shika shetacht of tahar. When the Tana said over here, baheres azah, says the very so different shot. It doesn't mean azah kasheleg, the strongest. All he means to say is that it is a stronger white, but on a Germani it looks so dull that it's even lower than the lowest color of a nega. So if Azza meant snow, says the Rezal, it's not mistaber that it's all the way down to under number 4. So rather when the Mishnah says Azza, it just means it's a stronger color, but now it looks so dull, so it's one of the lower colors, that it looks so dull it's under any color of a nega. It means it's like the egg, and now it's lower than that, so it's takatar, because you go by what you see. But if it actually is a shelling one, that just looks now like, I don't know, like Sid Heichal, Savada, you're going to have, that'll be tame. Why shouldn't it be tame? Manavshach, either be'etzem, it's shelag, or if you're going on the skin, it's still one of the maris ha'toyrim, ha'atameyim. Only if you're from the lower colors. So therefore, he says, "Galfize gam l'tanakama shayach begermani nega." Therefore, the tanakama is also shayach. The germani should have a nega. Now, this is mamish derech agav. We'll get to the meshachach in a moment. But in the Bayez Beis, he says, "Why does Rabbi Shmuel say ani kaparoson? Why is it ani kaparoson?" So he says, because Rabbi Shmuel was always mishtabeach bi Yisrael sheim noim. Rabbi Shmuel had a tendency to be mishtabeach kla Yisrael that they're noim. The Gemara in the Dorim, Samach Vav Amin Aleph, Vav Metzia Pei Dalet Amin Aleph, he says, Uch Dechsiv V'Shapir Yishalayim Saprik Zeirosam. It talks about the nice ones of Yishalayim, they were shining. Ulam Kan Hutzuch Loimer Sherubam Einen Levonim B'Yoyser. So here he was coming along and saying, ah, they're just like in the middle. Ulefichel Kadei Shalei Yechosh V'Shemach V'Shein Oyevim Nir Beinav Kein Levonim. Now, I don't know why white complexion is supposed to be the most beautiful, but he's saying they might think, oh, white is the most beautiful. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel and says, nah, you're not so white, you're just medium. So don't think he was doing it because he doesn't believe their chashav and he doesn't love them. No. He was saying, B'nei Shani Kaparos, and I love you so much. I'm mishabeach you all the time how beautiful Klal Yisrael is. But the metzias here is that Klal Yisrael are the Beinanim, and that is how you figure out the nega. So let's look back at Rameir Simcha. Habir, apimad omr b'mishnah, hagermani baheres azo nira boikeya. Lachain Miriam shamur parakama disaita, the gemaran saita yud beza med aleph by Miriam. It says over there, we're talking about Miriam, tsoyar, shayupanea doimin kitzarayim, shayupanea mi'ira kitzarayim, says Rameir Simcha. The Gemara says, Lashon Daime, says it was shining like the morning. So she had a shiny, shiny face, Miriam. Im kein habaheres azo kasheleg bivainani hayanira bivsara kasira echel. So the baheres that on a regular bainani person would be azo kasheleg. If you want to know what the color is, this is really a sheleg color when you go on the bainanim. But in her skin, which was so shiny, so it looked dull. Dull like what? Like the one down, Kesid HaEichel. Lochein Amar, Shehoyo Azok HaSholeg. So therefore, says the first part of the Pasuk, V'hine Miriam Mitzayras HaSholeg. Really, you want to know which one she had? She had the most severe of them. She had the most severe of the Negaim, which in itself is a Pella. Why she had that? But she did. V'yifen Aaron al Miriam. But when Aaron looked at her, he didn't see Sheleg, because she was so shiny, her skin. V'hine mitzayras, it only looked like a lower madrega. It looked like a lower madrega. L'chein omar, shoya azok ha-sheleg, avo b'habot al Miriam lehoya ka-sheleg, rak namuch mizeh, it was a little lower. So now, come to Chais, that it comes out of Big Nafkamina, in Hura Meir Simcha saying his Varden. According to the Rav and the Rash, that according to the Tanakama, that anyone who is very white, if they get a nega, that is azok hasheleg, but on their skin looks duller, poitrin aysai, so l'chayra, according to them, according to the way Rameir Simcha is learning the psukim, Miriam could ever be, not be a mitzaras, like a garmani, is not a mitzaras. But in Rebbe Lazar and in Rebbe Shmon, Rebbe Akiva, who says that you don't cheshbin the person, you go with a Beinani, so then comes along the Mishnah, comes along the Pasuk and says that even though it doesn't look like the Sheleg, but Lamaisa, she is a Mitzairas, because you go with a Beinani. According to the Tiferet Yisrael, as we said in the Bayas, that he says that it's only in the Tanakama is only patronized if you go below the Dalet Maris. But if you're within the Dalet Maris, even though the Sheleg now looks like Sedechel, but Avada, why wouldn't you be Tamei? So Rameir Simcha's Vart is even in the Tanakama. Even in the Tanakama, she was Azok HaSheleg Beveinani, but she was near a Kesid HaEichel, and maybe that's why he's Medayach Kesid HaEichel, to tell you she's still in the Mareis HaTimeim. So Mamela, she was a Mitzairas, but she was a Mitzairas because she had the Mara. So according to that, the Tiferes Yisrael, Rameir Simcha's Vart is both in the Tanakama and the other Shitas as well. So that is the pshat in the pasuk. L'chein amar she azu kashelek v'ineh. You want to know what it was? Kashelek. And there's a reason, like we said, to say what type of neger she got. But when he looked at her, all he saw was a little duller because she was so shiny. And the truth is, I saw that this Naim L'Toyra is bothered by this. He's asking why Taka she got kosher shebekulam, and so he says he wants to learn because the Rambam says that we're supposed to learn from Miriam who raised Moshe Rabbeinu. See a concept of an older sister. I think Rabbi Chanan somewhere brings Saraya from here, from this Rambam, the concept of an older sister taking care of. Is that something, a covet? I think Rabbi Chanan says, how do you know you have to mechabed your older sister? Achicha Gadol, we know from Vez. How do you know mechabed your sister? So I think he says from this Rambam, because she said, the Rambam says, Miriam was Gidla as Moshe. She raised Moshe Rabbeinu. The sickness, nafshelat salasa, and she was sucking herself. Moshe vade machala. So what's the what in? So what? She raised him. So I think if I'm correct, there's a Rabbi Chanan about this. I think that's what he says. Look, maybe in the Franco Rama what he says. But he says we're coming to see how goydo chet shalosh and hara. So it's coming to tell us the great chet of lashon hara. So sokta zayim l'tayra. So it could be that's why she got kasha shebekulam as well. If the whole reason Miriam's getting tzaras is a lesson for us of how severe lashon hara is, so memela now when she gets tzaras, she got kasha shebekulam, even though she had everything going for her and she was mechaven l'tayva, it was only here to teach Klal Yisrael the chet, the chaymer of the chet of lashon hara, yuyin sham in the Oznaim L'Torah. There's another piece in the Oznaim L'Torah here. He also asked the question why the first time it says kasheleg and the second time it doesn't. He also says that. So he says epsaloshon. He says that sometimes the kayin could be merape the tsarua b'maris enov. Just by looking at it, the look of a kayin could be if the person does tshuva. Maybe it's the kayin looking at him, the kedusha. It helps him to do tshuva, gets rid of the nega. He says that's why it says many times in the parsha of the mitzayra v'ro'a kayin l'loy tzayrich. The teretz is let the kayin keep on looking at it. His looking at it itself could make a refuah. So therefore, he says Aaron HaKayin also. It says became a mitzayra here, but the sifri says he looked at his own negaim and they went away. So therefore, Aaron also wanted to be merape Miriam by looking at her. So he says, she started off mitzeras kasholik, vayifin Aaron Miriam, and he wanted to look at her to be merape, and it didn't work. V'inei mitzeras, she remained a mitzeras, but says in the Zayim Torah, it did work a little bit. She was no longer kasholik. It got duller, she was now a regular tzaras. Regular mitzayra. It wasn't kasha shebekulam, but it wasn't fully healed. That's what the Zayim L'Taira wants to say. I found the Rabbi Fall Hamburger in his Sefer Das Kedoshim in Jewish Vav, he talks about Lashon Hara over there, in the new print, page Ayin Gimel, he mamish says the same shot as Rameir Simcha. He says the same shot as Rameir Simcha. That she looked less, even though she was emes mitzaras kashalig, and that's why there's a sefri that says lelamdecha shenikias baser haisa. The sefri says, it says v'neim Miriam mitzaras kashalig melamed shenitzara ba'aza. The sefri says it teaches us she got tzaras with the strongest one. Her skin was knocky. It was very knocky. I don't know what the right word. It doesn't mean clean. But the way Rav Hamburger is saying, it's saying that it was bright white. It was like we said, it was Mi'ira Ketzarayim. So that's how you know that. How do we know that her baser was Nikia? Because the Negat says Kasholeg, the strongest. He didn't see the strongest. How could he didn't see like Shaleg? Because the reason is because of her complexion. With this, he says a very geshmaka thing. He says, this is what Aaron told Moshe Rabbeinu. Al nososhe soleinu chatos asher nayalnu v'asher chatanu. Dr. Rav Paul Hamburger. He says, the Alshik tells us by the Maris Negoim that each of the Maris of Tzaras have a source to it. What does that mean to say? There's Se'es, there's Baheres. So if one of them, let's say Se'es means Tzemer, means wool. So why didn't say wool? Why do you say Se'es? And if Shelig is Baheres, so why didn't say Shelig? Why is there names for it? So he says, because even though Chazal, so he says, the Alshik says, the Alshik says that since Tzaras comes for Lashon Hara, but Lashon Hara, there's different reasons, causes why you speak Lashon Hara. Sometimes it's from Gaiva. Sometimes it's from Hischabros, he says, you're with other people. Sometimes it's Tam from Shtus. So Zogt der Fall Hamburger. So Lechaira, he says, the Alshich says, so depending on what the source of why you spoke Lashon Hara is the type of naga you got, and therefore you'll know how to do tshuva. So it says, Lechaira, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come look at Miriam, and Miriam has a lower madrega. And in his words, it might be Se'es. The Se'es is Ketzemer Lavan. It's Se'es. Se'es is Gaiva. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to see Miriam, and he's going to say, what? Her Lashon Hara came from Gaiva? That she was about Gaiva over me? How could that be? So comes along Aaron HaKayin, and he says, no, Al no soshes aleinu chatos. His Lashon is, he might think that she was hit with Se'es. Hayoitzis v'v'chinas is nasus of galev. Don't put on us a sin. He says, don't think we spoke about you haughtiness with gaiva and shaming you. No, the reason we did is nayalnu, we were foolish. And because of that we sinned. It was because of foolishness, not because of gaiva. Why was it so important for Aaron to tell that to Moshe? Because he said, "Inaymir mitzaras kashalik." Really, it's mitzaras kashalik. But when you look at it right away, you see a lower color. So Moshe Rabbeinu might say, "One second, if this is a lower color, so maybe that aver was say, hey, zokt Aaron, no, soshes aleinu chatos. Don't pile it on keilu. We did this because of gaiva, because that's how it looks. Because really, it's mitzaras kashalik. Really, it's mitzaras kashalik. And the mitzaras kashalik, I didn't look up the alshich. Maybe it has to do with foolishness. But asher nayalnu v'asher chatanu, he says, asher nayalnu v'asher chatanu is from foolishness. We did this. The lashon of the uncle is ditapshana. It's from foolishness, because not because of gaiva. Why was it so important for Aaron to tell that to Moshe? Because when you look at the Nagai, you see Se'es. But really, it was Baharis Kashalik. As I zucked, it was Mitzaras Kashalik. As I zucked Rafal Hamburger, it Haisafa, so to speak, to what Rameir Simcha was saying over here. Mamish Dvorim Misuki Midvash. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.